Checking on the Arts is made possible by Memphis College of Art. I don't think anyone would argue with me if I said that Dolph Smith is an icon of the Memphis art scene. He is, has been described by the Office of the Tennessee State Governor as a highly creative and innovative artist who has inspired thousands of students and a large number of working artists across the region. He's taught drawing and painting to generations of young students at Memphis College of Art, developed a curriculum in hand papermaking, and started an artist book program, the Flying Vat, which is now one of the premier centers for hand papermaking. His honors include the Arts and Humanities Medal for Lifetime Achievement from the Germantown Arts Council, the degree of Honorary Doctor of Fine Arts from Memphis College of Art. He's the only individual winner of a First Bravo Award presented by First Tennessee Bank. And this year, as a matter of fact, he's the winner of the Pinland School of Crafts 2014 Outstanding Artist Educator Award, and he's having a new show opening tomorrow evening at the Cotton Museum of Memphis, Parting Shots and a Look Back. Dolph Smith has joined me today. It's always good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Darrell. It's a joy to sit across from you again.
Parting Shots and a Look Back. You're saying this is a final exhibit of new and past works. Tell us about the show.
It would have, might have been better to say transitional. I may be through with that big show business. I'd rather, I remember writing someone recently about this, and I say, into each life some wane must fall, meaning, you know, not to be a negative thought, but careers ebb and wane, and I'm transitioning into a more comfortable progress. I'm not quitting at all, but it's a modest new adventure is awaiting on me, and I just wrote this quote down that inspires me. It's by the fellow that walked between the Twin Towers, that tightrope guy, and he said, "Improvisation is empowering because it welcomes the unknown." So I'm going to begin to see what improvisation does and see where it leads, you know. I teasingly say I made a poor career choice. I can't retire.
Oh, you have no intention of retiring. So tell us what's going to be in the show. It is an exhibit of new and past works.
Right. It's a look back. It's a mini retrospective in a way. It reaches back to some of the early works, and then there'll be a transition piece bridging into, literally bridging. I did books as bridges because that's a book is a bridge. It's a bridge to so many things. And so I built bridges and made books. And then, but they're little vignettes through my career. And then the new work is I photographed old work, put it in a frame, and put it in a new sky, and calling it Parting Shots. They're off to new adventures. I had a painting called Great Field Barn Nesting. It's a barn nesting on the top of a hill. And now she's in the new work, and she's leaving the nest. The Great Field Barn Nesting is leaving the nest.
You showed me a print of that, and it's very interesting. I mean, it requires some looking and some thought and some reflection, I think.
Right. I love the word that you use about thought. Because I tell my students when I teach, it's better to think than to know. Knowledge can get in the way.
Very true.
And I tell them, the student said, "Oh, look at how this went bad." I said, "No, that's something telling you to invent a new something that fits what came out of you, not what fits some pattern somewhere."
We should mention the opening is tomorrow evening from 6 to 9 p.m. You're going to be doing a talk on August 14th from 6 to 8 p.m., and the show is on view through August 31st at the Cotton Museum, and you can check their website, memphiscottonmuseum.org. It's downtown at, I think, 65 Union. You were saying this is a wonderful space for this show.
Oh, I love it. The first time I walked into the Cotton Museum, I felt like I'd stepped into the past. Because it's an impeccably managed and done space that goes back to those cotton years and the cotton markets down there. And I knew right away, in working with Melissa Ferris and some of the people there, that it was going to be a perfect place because I was reaching back in time. I was trying to set a sense of... I think if somebody says, oh, you have frozen, Dolph, you've frozen a moment in time, and that just runs all over me. I don't want to freeze a moment in time. I want it to be open. Time is a three-dimensional feeling.
We're talking with Dolph Smith about his new show, Parting Shots and a Look Back. It is at the Cotton Museum, opens tomorrow night, runs through the 31st. If someone just goes into one of your shows, they're going to look around, they're going to see photography and sculpture and woodwork and books and handmade paper and all these different things. A lot of times when you go to an artist show, it's more or less the same thing. It's one genre, it's one medium. You seem to spread out a lot.
Well, I was talking to Frederick Keppel, who, by the way, has been so supportive, and he finds things in my work that I didn't know were there, which is important.
That's great, yeah.
A piece of artwork is not finished until someone responds to it. He laughed when I said, you know, people walk into one of my shows and wonder who all these people are. Frederick kind of doesn't like me not... I don't put dates on my work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in dating work. It's
right.
A body of work. I'm a body of workist. You know, I'll date it from 1958 to 2014.
Right.
And I still go back and add stuff and respond to my own work, which is, I think, a healthy thing.
Yeah, I think so, too. Is there a reason that you have... spread that out into various different mediums? I mean, does an idea occur to you and you say, oh, that would be a sculpture or that would be a book? Or
it's hard to say. I once told a group of students, if you're stuck, really stuck, just go into the studio and make something.
Mm-hmm.
Just go in and let your hands begin do something, and then let it talk to you, let it speak to you, and send you in a direction that is honest, to use the word, honest rather than just coming up with something.
I've known you a long time. We've been doing this a long time, and I remember when you first sort of developed this idea of tinarchipi, which is something that has sort of informed much of your work. Well, really, for the last many years. Can you explain that concept to us?
Well, I've never lived outside of what we call the Mid-South, which is Tennessee, Arkansas, and Mississippi, and that's where all the work is done. I've never gone afield, and it just seems... there's a collector, Jack Street, and there was a little painting, and it was when I was doing paper airplanes, and I needed to give the space where the paper airplane was living a name, so I just came up with Tinarchipi, and I forget the name of the painting. Paper airplane flying across the Tinarchipi River or something.
Right,
I can't remember. There's too much stuff out there now.
So much of that seems, the titles and the pieces themselves, they seem to tell a story of this place.
I think a lot of times I did a painting just so I could give it a title. The title was more important. And Daryl, now, there was a period of time, the past 2 years, where I developed a character to live. His name was Jilly Barnes, and I've written a number of stories about Jilly. And I've put them in books. And there's an installation I do of tall, skinny books and short, fat books.
Mm-hmm.
And I call it the installation Tall Tales and Short Stories. And I put the stories in there about Jilly, about him finding lint in the bottom of his jeans pocket after he'd washed and found a little pocket. You've done this.
Sure.
And he thought he'd make a business out of that. He pulled it out and he was going to create a business. He was going to put stands around town, you know, for people to drop off their lint. Only thing that bothered him, he wondered if after a while, would his jeans just disappear after they gave up so much lint? But anyhow, he finally realized that wasn't going to work. So I'm sorry.
Well, you should publish those. You should.
Well, they're just little playful things. They're not meant to be something else.
We were talking before we came in here that you are continuing to work. You work all the time.
Oh yeah.
And you want to be able to concentrate on things like charitable work and education and that sort of thing. Do you want this show to be sort of, I don't want to say the way that you're remembered, but do you want this show to be sort of the way that we can all take away what you have done?
Well, I hope so. I hope. I don't know. I need an analogy here. It's like going into a grocery store and you have all these things to select from. Maybe you'll go out with a can of black beans or bananas. You'll take something out of the show. I think it's something that you would take. And also, it could be a transition. This new work, I was just going to put in some new work to bring it up to date, but I got excited over what I was doing with the new work, so who knows what will happen now.
Well, we will see, won't we?
Okay. Keep your fingers crossed.
The show is Parting Shots and a Look Back, a final exhibit of new and past works by Dolph Smith. It opens at the Cotton Museum of Memphis tomorrow evening from 6 to 9. Dolph is going to be doing an artist talk on August 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. The show runs through August 31st, so you only got like a month, folks. So get down there to the Memphis Cotton Museum. Their website is memphiscottonmuseum.org. And really take advantage of this opportunity, my guest today. It's always a treat to speak with you, Dolph Smith. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me in.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by Memphis College of Art, presenting the 30th annual Horn Island exhibition on view August 18th through October 3rd, with a special reception on September 6th. There's more information online at mca.edu, Memphis College of Art. They make art work.